Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good afternoon. A New Forest fire was declared in Malaga province this morning. The Specialist Fire Brigade reported that the fire broke out around 2 a.m. in the Sierra de Ronda's Genel Valley. Ground resources have been working in the area where 7 groups of forest firefighters with 5 engines and a special brigade were employed. As daylight broke, they were joined by helicopters and planes. According to municipal sources, the fire broke out in a difficult-to-access mountainous area. The wind has played a key role in the fire spread, changing directions a number of times. Police clash with Marseille fans ahead of last night's Champions League match between the French club and Real Madrid. The confrontation began as fans waited to get into the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium before the game. Police in riot gear and officers on board horseback used batons to disperse the French supporters as they apparently tried to move out of the spot allocated for them whilst waiting outside the gates of the ground. A few thousand French fans were expected for the match and a heavy police presence was in attendance. The situation was quickly controlled and the fans entered the stadium in time for the match. Bernabeu security personnel did not allow fans to enter the stadium with Palestinian flags, enforcing a policy that was in place even before pro-Palestinian protests made the headlines for disrupting the Vuelta cycling race last weekend. The flags were confiscated from the fans who tried to enter with them. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is expected to visit the Alicante-Elche International Airport tomorrow, where he will announce a multi-million euro enhancement for the facility in the next few years. The Prime Minister, accompanied by Oscar Puente, the Minister of Transport, will likely reveal details of the already announced expansion of the Alicante Airport. Europol has added a Spanish university professor to its most wanted list. He's being accused of helping the pro-Russian hacking group, Noname 057. 37-year-old Enrique Arias-Gil is suspected of collecting information on Spain's critical infrastructure and members of the security forces to facilitate cyber attacks. Additionally, he's being accused of threatening journalists and business leaders who openly supported Ukraine. According to local media, Mr. Gill is currently hiding in Russia. A judge at the National Court has therefore issued an international search and arrest warrant. Rias Gill is wanted on charges of computer damage for terrorist purposes, glorifying terrorism, and membership of a criminal organisation. 2 days after Europol published his name on its most wanted list, he posted a message on his Telegram channel demanding to be left alone. People on the Canary Islands have been warned of dust clouds and rising temperatures this week as the central government has declared a state of pre-alert. The National Weather Agency, AMET, has issued yellow warnings for Saharan dust on all of the islands. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.